Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the next episode of the DCP Internship Podcast. In my opinion, this is like the most exciting podcast I could ever make because I actually applied. Listen to me. I did it. I submitted an application. It's July 20th. I submitted my application yesterday. That's when the applications opened, so I applied on the first day I possibly could. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to apply in the morning of the 19th, Monday morning, because I worked from 7 to 12:30, and I wasn't gonna like get time off specifically to apply because that's kind of rude to my place of business. So I waited until after work, and then like an idiot, I scheduled a dentist appointment at 2 o'clock. And my dentist, he's a specialist for orthodontic work because I'm effed up. So I have to drive 45 minutes to get to my orthodontist. So after work, I had like 20 minutes to eat lunch, and then I went straight to the orthodontist and had my appointment at 2. Luckily, my boyfriend lives like literally 2 seconds away from the dentist's office. So I got out of the dentist's office at 2:24. I think I looked at my phone, zoomed over to his house, grabbed his laptop because I had all my work experience on a Google Doc because I've had issues with the dashboard of the Disney Careers website, so I hadn't used that to continue to update my application. I just used a Google Doc. So I had that online, so I used his laptop to apply. So I ended up applying at 3:30 in the afternoon. And at this point, I had been watching the Facebook groups throughout the day during my breaks at work and while I was waiting at the dentist's office, and I had seen that there were so many people who had gotten their WBIs, their web-based interviews, and had already scheduled their phone interviews, and that was making me super jealous. But I knew that I just couldn't apply. I was busy. I have a life, okay? And then after about, I would say 10:30 or 11, the people who applied after that time, after 10:30 or 11 in the morning, they seemed to be stuck. I didn't see any new people saying that they had gotten their web-based interview at all after that point. So I thought more than likely that I would be stuck because I wasn't able to be in that very first wave of people because I wasn't able to apply early in the morning. So I applied at 3:30, and obviously it just became a horrible waiting game. Like the second you turn it, you submit it, all you can think about is, okay, am I going to get that email? When am I going to get that email? Is it going to be a good email? Is it going to be a bad email? I need to keep refreshing my email. And everyone on the Facebook groups who are alum were like, just don't refresh it. Your time will come. Blah, 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 blah. We're all perfect. Sending pixie dust. Whatever. I want that freaking email. And I'm going to refresh as many times as I need to until it shows up. So about 15 minutes go by, and you know, that initial freak out of having actually applied kind of wore off, and it was like, okay, I know this can take a long time. It doesn't mean I'm not getting in. I need to step away from the phone, you know, do things that will calm my nerves. So my boyfriend and I got some food and we ate it up, and it took about an hour. At 4:23, I received an email saying that I got pushed through to the web-based interview, and I was honestly so incredibly surprised because, one second, the dog is being a little jerk, because everyone on that Facebook group had gotten stuck, it seemed like, and nobody was moving through, and so I honestly was not expecting any email on the 19th at all, but I got the web-based interview offer at 4:23 in the afternoon, and so obviously I freaked out and screamed a little bit, and my boyfriend was like, calm down. He's, you know, supportive in a different way. So right after I got the web-based interview, I took it because, as you guys know, if you've listened to my older podcasts, I have been, you know, strategizing and preparing for this application for probably about 2 full months now. So there was no better time for me to take the web-based interview than right then. And honestly, after taking it, I don't think there's anything you can really do to prepare for it. Like, as long as you know, it's like a personality questionnaire. They ask you about what you're strong with. What are you organized? Are you disciplined? Are you respectful? Do you get along with others? How do you, you know, work in a team? Things like that. And so they're all
answers that only you could know about yourself. And so there's really no way to prepare for that outside of just taking it, because the answers are uniquely yours and you're not going to be able to find them on any like DCP how to get in videos, because those people are different than you, so they're going to put different things than you're going to put. So I took it right away. It said to leave, I think it was like 30 to 40 minutes to take the web-based interview, and that ended up being pretty accurate. It did take me that long. The first set of questions, you are allowed 50 seconds to decide on an answer, and there's no timer. They don't tell you how long you have left on a question. I never ran out of time. I always answered the questions and continued before I ran out of time, but it said that had I not, you know, answered them, then they just take it away. They just take it to the next one and you lose that opportunity. Anyway, so I passed that as well, which is, oh, so exciting. It was really kind of nerve-wracking, but you get into a rhythm and you're just answering questions truthful to you, so it's not that difficult. And so then I got the email that said that I passed the web-based interview, and about 10 minutes after that, I got an email where I was able to schedule my phone interview. So I have a phone interview for Friday. Friday is the what? 23rd. Friday the 23rd at 6:15 a.m. for me. So yeah, I'm going to get up really early to do it, and I'll tell you a little bit why later. But that's where I'm at. Currently, me, I have a phone interview Friday morning. So I want to go back a little bit and talk about the initial application and what it actually looked like, because everybody usually fills out their dashboard before you apply, and that is just like really broad stuff, your name, your birthday, and then your work experience, and then the application is much bigger than that, not like crazy bigger, but there's different questions that I honestly did not know they were going to be on there, but they're not hard questions, they're just truthful questions about you, so I'm going to, you know, go through that. So I started the initial application. I had finished my work experience, but went through it with my boyfriend and changed some things and thesaurused some words. So I started around 2:45 and I hit submit at 3:30. So I spent a good 45 minutes on the application. If you have completely finished your work experience and do not expect to do any editing on it, then it will be much faster. I spent a long time on that. I also spent some time really deciding role interests and levels. I heard a couple people on the Facebook groups worry that they were just going to do high interest, low interest, no interest. Like there wasn't going to be a moderate, but there was. There's four options for each of the roles. So I did spend some time on that, and I decided to change them up a little bit from what I talked about earlier in one of my last podcasts. So I'll tell you about that too. So I started on 2:45, and one of the biggest things that I got out of this application that I have been wondering this entire time is when you apply for roles, if they're split up between Disneyland and Disney World. Like, obviously, there are some roles that are entirely different. Disneyland doesn't have character attendant, they don't have the Skyliner gondolas because they don't exist there, they don't have, can't think of any right now, but they don't have a lot of the role options that Walt Disney World does. But there are also a lot of them that overlap, like custodial, same, attractions, the same, retail sales, merchandise, the same. So I didn't know if you could put different interest levels for, say, custodial. If you could say, well, for Disneyland, I'm high interest for custodial, but for Walt Disney World, I'm only low interest for custodial. I didn't know if you're going to be able to do that, or if custodial would be, you could only put one interest level for each of the parks. But they are entirely split up, which, ooh, I was so glad about, because I really wanted to be picky with Walt Disney World because I want Disneyland so badly. So I was able to be super open for Disneyland roles and was able to be super picky with Walt Disney World roles. So let me open my application and I will go through that right now. So Walt Disney World came first, and They ask you individually. They say, would you like to be considered for the Disney College program at the Walt Disney World Resort located near Orlando? And you say yes. And then you go through all of it if you're interested. And then the Disneyland Resort one comes up and they say, are you interested? And then you say yes. So you go through each of them completely individually. They also ask you, which I thought was interesting, what academic calendar does your school follow? I'm on a quarterly schedule. I know a lot of other people are on semesters. I don't really know what that would do to you, because for the program, the spring program for Walt Disney World is usually January to May. And for my school, January to May is both winter quarter and spring quarter. So I'm technically missing two semesters or quarters of my school doing this. And I think semesters, you would only be missing one. So that is a difference. I don't know what they consider to be better or worse, the recruiters. Or maybe it doesn't really matter. I don't know. So for Walt Disney World, I was very picky. There are a couple programs that I, or roles, that I really want to do either way. And there are some that I didn't. So for custodial, I put high interest because that's one of my top two roles. House person, no. Lifeguard, no. Quick service, no. I put interest in attractions, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and Pirate League. I would probably more want to do Pirate League. I think that'd be funner. Character attendant, children's activities, merchandise, and monorail, and photopass. So those are the only interests I put for Walt Disney World. I only put interest in things that I, like, really wanted to do, because I really don't want to go to Florida. So if I'm going to have to go to Florida, it's going to be doing a role that I actually want to do. And I really don't want to do quick service, and I know that's a high volume, but I put it for no interest for Walt Disney World, and I put it as low interest for Disneyland, because if I get Disneyland quick service, that'll be okay with me because I'll be in Disneyland. So I think I counted there were like 22 role options for Walt Disney World. I was looking through it. I don't remember. So I only put interest in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 8 out of like 22, I think. So it's less than half. They're only things that I'm really interested in. I don't think I'm going to get Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique because a lot of people want to do that and I'm not super interested. And I don't think I'm going to get PhotoPass because a lot of people really go for that and I have no prior photography background. So I don't think I'm going to get that either. So yeah, I mean, I was really picky there. And people freak out about that because of getting through the application process to the WBI if you're picky. But I got in really quickly, so that's good. But for the Disneyland Resort program interests, I was much more open. I think I put no interest for 3 of them, I'm gonna say. I put food prep, no interest. I put Disney desk, no interest. And I put vacation planner, no interest. So I only put 3 no interests for Disneyland. And my high interests are custodial and attractions. I put food cart cashier as high interest because I'm thinking that's like one of the roles that you're almost guaranteed to be in the park. And I also love food, so I thought it would be fun. And then I put park greeter high interest because I think that would be cool. And I put merchandise high interest too, which is retail sales clerk. So yeah, I mean, I was super open on this one, and this is the one I want. So I think that went really well. I don't feel scared about getting any of these, except maybe one I really probably don't want is cast costuming. I put that as low interest, and that's because it's just so behind the scenes. But I think if during the phone interview I am super happy and smiley and love to interact with people, blah 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 blah, I work with kids all the time, then they're not going to shove me somewhere back of the house, hopefully. That's how I feel about that. So those were the roles. I only put no for 3 roles in Disneyland, and I chose less than half of the Walt Disney World roles, and I got through in 30 minutes. So I wouldn't stress being picky. There are a lot of reasons why I think I got through so quickly, and okay, so one of the reasons is I just turned 21, and on the application it asks what year of school you're in, and I'm a senior now. I just finished my junior year, and I really do think that they take much more consideration for people who are older, just because we have such less, you know, we only have 1 or 2 more attempts to get into the DCP before it's it for us. And I also think that they know that, like, people who are 21, 22, 20 are just, they're more mature. There's a lot of growth from my experience personally that goes into the first couple years of college. And I think that would be really important. I don't think I would have been able to do the DCP at 18, 19. I was honestly, I think, a mess. I think they really do look at older people much more than they look at younger people. I also think that my application looked really good because I have three open jobs. I have two separate jobs at the daycare where I work. I'm an assistant, and then I'm a lead. So I put that as two different vocational, what's that called? Just work experience. Two different types of work experience from one place. And then I also use the app Rover, and I'm a pet sitter, so I put that in too. But I left that open-ended because I'm still using that. So I had three open pieces of work experience, like 2017 to blank, or 2018 to blank, you know, things like that. And I think it probably looks good for someone to be what it looks like working three jobs. But really, I work two different shifts at one job, and I also pet sit on the side. Which, I mean, it totally wasn't a lie. I'm doing all three of those things, but it might, like, look really impressive. I don't know. Also, I've worked at this daycare since 2017. In the fall, it will be 3 years since I've worked there. And I think it probably looks really good to have, you know, solid, steady work experience, because it shows that I haven't hopped around from job to job because I got bored of something or I didn't like it. I have stuck with this one job throughout my entire college career, and I think that probably looks good to have multiple years of steady experience. I also think I got put through pretty quickly because that multiple years of experience came from working with kids and working at a daycare. And I mean, obviously, Disney, like, that's what they care about. They care about kids, they care about families, making magic, getting down on their level, and that's what I have experience in, so I'm thinking that that probably helps me through too. I did use, if you go back and listen to my podcast about my application, I did use a lot of the Disney keywords, courtesy, show, efficiency, and safety in my application. So that might have helped. I don't know. A lot of people say that they don't use them and they get into. I think more of it is like your age and how much work experience you have and if that work experience matches the role requirements that they put. That's why I'm saying I think I got through the most. Another thing that I think is interesting about the initial application that I saw is that skills were on the application. A lot of people say that skills aren't or haven't been on the application, but they were. I put first aid and CPR because I am first aid and CPR certified because of my job. And I also put Microsoft Office work like Excel and PowerPoint and Word because I know that and I wanted to fill it up. I don't know. I don't think it matters if you put stuff like that. Honestly, I just put it in there because I have it. They also asked my race, and they asked how I heard about the program. So I said social media. There's a bunch of things you can click through. I don't think this affects you getting through, which is kind of interesting to me. They do ask you on the application which program you're more interested in, Disneyland or Disney World. And I didn't think they did that, but I'm really glad that they do because now I know no matter how bad I F up on the phone interview, they know that I prefer Disneyland. And I think from the role options that I picked, they're going to be able to see that too. So I just want them to know that I want Disneyland. Probably should I have just applied for Disneyland? Maybe. But I would definitely rather go to Disney World than not do a program. So that's my plan B safety net down there. But I want them to know that Disneyland is my first choice. So you're allowed to say that on the application, which is great. They ask your primary area of study for school. They're not very specific. I kind of had to pick one that didn't. I have a public relations degree, and it was, the one I chose was journalism, communication, and advertising. So I'm in the communication department at my college, so that's the one I chose. They do not ask your GPA. They do on the dashboard, but they do not in the application, so therefore they're not going to see it. I really wanted them to see my GPA because I have a really good one, but it didn't even seem to matter because I got through anyway. So there's no GPA. They also asked if you have lived independently. I said yes because I don't live with my parents. I do live with a roommate, but when they're asking independently, they're talking about away from family. Do you pay your own bills? You know, do you get your own groceries? Stuff like that. They also asked if you can speak more than your primary language. Mine is English, of course. And I don't, so I put no, I do not. But I bet that would be really helpful for a lot of people to get through, because people from all around the world go to both Disney resorts in the United States, and they need people who can speak other languages. So that is all I have for the initial application. It's very easy stuff, normal, you know, applying for a job type of thing. Nothing crazy, nothing blew my mind or scared the heck out of me. I was really excited that the roles were split up for each program. That is what I wanted, and that is what I got. And so that was easy peasy. It took me about 45 minutes. So after I got my email for the WBI, which I got about 50 minutes after I applied, I took it right away. There were many different types of questions that they asked you, but they were always on, most of them were on a scale. The first section, in which you had 50 seconds to respond to each of the questions, had scenarios in them, and then they had four different responses that you could choose from for how you would respond to that situation. So, like, what's a good example? Like, how would you feel if you were late to work? And the answers were like, I feel like I would need to get there as soon as possible. I feel like I would need to let them know. I wouldn't feel bad. I, you know, would try to get there as quick as I could. So those are like four different, a lot of them are super similar. That's something that really rocked me with this first section, is that I could have chosen three out of the four. For that one, I chose, I would feel like I would need to tell somebody that I was going to be late, so at least they would know. That's just what I would do. But also the answer, I would get there, try to get there as soon as possible, was also me. Like, I would definitely speed there, but I would also definitely let them know. So sometimes it's hard to choose between two or three of them because you relate to all of them and you don't know which one you relate to most or what Disney wants you to, you know, relate to most. So that was like, that was kind of difficult just because it's like, oh my gosh, which one do I pick? I only have 50 seconds. Ah! But if you just answer true to yourself, and my boyfriend sat next to me the whole time, and he thinks that I kind of lied, and I didn't. I might have embellished how I feel, but I don't think he understood that it was like, respond as if you're in a job interview, because I was saying strongly agree to a lot of things, you know, on another one of the sections, and he was like, do you really strongly agree? And I was like, if for Disney, I do. Like, if I worked at Disney, I would definitely agree to this stuff, you know? So the second section, I don't know if it's the second section, but the other sections, there was one and it was a range of answers, like, does this statement relate to you or does it not relate to you? So you could choose, relates to me very well, or you could choose, does not relate to me at all, or in the middle. And then there was, am worried about to am excited about. So this range was like, I am very worried about this. Or the other side was, I'm very excited about this. And then there were middle options. And the questions for this one were about housing, like, how do you feel about living with roommates? I'm very excited. I am very worried that I won't like it, you know. How do you feel about moving away from your family? How do you feel about what role you're going to get? How do you feel about your work location? Are you excited? Are you worried about it? I mostly put excited. I'm excited about all of it. I don't think getting any location would be a ruiner for me, because like you still get in for free to the parks and you can go wherever you want on your time off, so totally fine. Let's see, I think, and no, okay, and then the other one was like the simple strongly agree, strongly disagree, agree, disagree, neutral, that whole bar. And a lot of them were like personal aspects, like, do you feel like you're organized? Do you feel like you would be comfortable in this situation? Do you feel like you are treated well at work? Do you think that your coworkers look to you for guidance? Things like that. And I only put neutral on one question. There was one question, I don't remember what it was. I put neutral. There didn't seem to be a problem. The only thing was that that first section was very hard to choose between some of them because they were very similar. On the questions with the strongly agree, strongly disagree, am worried about and am excited about, or the relate to me, don't relate to me, on those, you only have 20 seconds to respond. Because they don't want you to overthink it, they want you to answer what you feel.
because if you take too long and, you know, pick things how you just think that they want you to pick, then it's not going to be truthful to you. So they only give you 20 seconds, which scared me. But I also picked them all before moving on. I just picked what I thought was me, and then I passed. So if you care about your job and you care about working at Disney, then I don't think you should have any problem with the WBI. But who knows? Maybe I was like one bad question away from failing. I don't know. I just know that I got through. And so about 10 minutes after that, I got the phone interview email. So they tell you right after the WBI, like literally you hit continue question and then it opens up the screen. You don't say finish quiz or you're done. They just say you got in or you didn't. So it said I was a strong candidate. Whoop, whoop. And they said that I would be scheduled for a phone interview, and they said to wait for an email within the next 24 hours, which would allow you to schedule said interview. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know you'd have to wait, but I could wait up to 24 hours to get this. That's fine. But I actually got an email to schedule my interview in 10 minutes. Upon opening the email, the first slots for the interviews were on Friday, August 23rd. And I do know that some people have their phone interviews on Thursday. The people who applied really early in the morning on Monday, a lot of them got Thursday slots. So I'm thinking that's probably the first day of interviews. And Friday, I'm thinking is the second. So there were a lot of options like throughout the entire day. And I decided to go with a super early in the morning slot. One big reason is this. There is a study done for prisoners who are applying to be on parole, and it was found that the prisoners who were given morning interviews for those parole slots were accepted 70% of the time, while people who had these interviews in the afternoon were only accepted 12% of the time. So they concluded that people in the morning are much more agreeable and more likely to say yes to you. And thus, I decided to go super early in the morning with 6:15 a.m. And that's no problem for me because I start work at 7, so I'm up at 6:15 anyway, but I'm probably going to get up at like 5 to get the sleep out and to prepare and to calm and to have some breakfast because I freaking love breakfast. So, yep, it's at 6:15 a.m. And the recruiter isn't calling from 6:15 a.m. from their end because they're calling from Florida and I live in Washington State. So for them it's 9:15 a.m. and for me it's 6:15 a.m. So there aren't recruiters calling all hours of the day and the night. They just, it's because of the time zones, that's just how it works for them. So how am I going to prepare for this phone interview? Because today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's in like 3 days. So what am I going to do to prepare? So the first thing I'm going to do is find all the questions online from vloggers and people who post blogs and all the blah, 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 blah. Find as many questions as I can that people have been asked or I will be likely to be asked. And I just want to get a feel for them so I'm not surprised. I don't want to hear a question and completely blank. Like, I don't think that would go over very well. So I'm going to have all the questions laid out. And hopefully probably a notebook page or two. I'm going to try and keep it really small though. I'm going to bullet point my answers. I'm not going to write out paragraphs or memorize anything because then it will feel very inauthentic when I'm talking to whoever my interviewer is. I think that a lot of people thrive in these interviews if they are kind of bouncing back and forth between the interviewer and themselves. And if you script things, that kind of breaks that ability to, you know, talk on the fly and have a real conversation with them. So I'm going to bullet point my answers with the keywords that I really want to hit in my answers. If I want to talk about experience I've had with conflicts, I'm going to talk about how efficiently I dealt with them. Or if I talk about problems at work, I'm going to talk about how safely I dealt with them because that's the Disney keys and that's what they want in their employees. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch a lot of YouTube videos of phone interviews. I have watched probably 2 or 3 of them. I am really interested to listen to interviews that didn't get in and how they answered questions versus people who did get in. And I am going to listen to people's answers and take them into consideration, but I want to be unique. I don't want to have the same answer as
3,000 other people. So I'm going to think about their answers, think about what I would answer, come up with something unique, come up with something that I think is correct and true to me, but also is something that Disney or their recruiters would be happy about. I'm also going to think about how I can spin the answers that I have towards the roles that I want. My top roles are attractions and custodial. Dream job, if they could give me anything, would be attractions at Pirates of the Caribbean or Haunted Mansion. So I'm definitely going to mention that when they ask what roles or locations I'm most interested in, which they almost always ask. I'm also going to try and spin my answers towards the role responsibilities under those so that they, at the end of the phone interview, the recruiter thinks that, yeah, she really wants those roles and she's really ready to be in that role. I'm also going to think a little bit, and I have thought a lot about, what I can say to convince my recruiter about putting me in Disneyland versus Walt Disney World. There are obviously so many more options and open slots at Walt Disney World, but I want Disneyland so badly. So I really want to come across that California Disneyland Resort, that's the right place to put me. I'm not really sure what I'm going to say for that or how I'm going to say it, but I know I'm going to think about it before the interview. I'm also going to look at the Disney Lookbook. I'm going to review it a little bit. A lot of people have talked about it online, and it just has to do with like tattoos, piercings, the way your hair color can be, you know, showing up to work, how you look being in the Disney parks. And they talk about that usually at the very beginning of your interview. They ask if you have tattoos, if you have piercings, where are they, how big are they, things like that. I don't have any tattoos, and I only have like the normal one piercing in my lobe, so I'm not worried about failing that portion, but I just want to make sure I'm aware of the questions they're going to ask and what they're looking for, I guess. So yeah, guys, this couldn't have gone better. Like if I dreamed about the best way this application could have gone, it would have been exactly how it went. And I am so incredibly blessed for it to go on the way that it has, because there are so many people on the Facebook groups who are still in, you know, app received and have not gotten their web-based application. Not web-based application, wow, their web interview. And I talked to you a little bit why I think I got through, and I, you know what, the truth is that I don't really know. That's just what I think. But I'm really glad that I did, and I'm super glad that I got through so quickly so I can talk to you guys about it, because maybe some of you that are listening are applying this, you know, time around, and you can hear about how it went for me, and maybe it'll help you get through the WBI or help you prepare for your interview. I am definitely planning to post another podcast before Friday, probably a Thursday nighter, to talk about what I've done to prepare, what my plan is, and then I'll probably post one. See, you know, I'm going on vacation after work on Friday with my family, so I don't know if I'll be able to put one out, but I will definitely go over my interview with all of you on the podcast within a week of Friday for definitely. I have thought about recording it. Maybe I could just record it, the audio portion, or I could because I'm going to be on my phone, obviously, so I won't be able to record with my phone, but I could record with my laptop and get voice or audio, like visual or both. I haven't decided. I'm thinking about it. I don't want to make it harder than it has to be, you know, because I hate to say it, but what's more important is me getting through this process as opposed to me documenting it perfectly, because, like, I don't know, I just want to do the best that I can in the moment. I don't want to worry about, oh, is the computer working? Is it recording me? How is the audio sound? I'm not going to deal with that. If it's really low stress and I can do it, set it up really easily, I might video myself. Might not. If I do, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you how to get to it, and it'll be great. And if not, I'll go all about it after on my next podcast, and it'll be great. I'm really glad that I got the WBI and phone interview so quickly, because I do not know how some people deal with waiting for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months to like either get their web-based interview or be no longer in consideration. Like that, like the 50 minutes that I was doing that, it was horrible. And these people are going to be stuck in it for days and for weeks, and I feel really bad for them. There's nothing I can do, and I just gotta tell them to stay strong, and that there's always hope, because there are so many people that get through after having applied months ago and then get accepted really late in the game. That definitely happens, and nobody should feel discouraged or sad if they haven't gotten through yet, because I think I just got super lucky, and I'm really glad I got to share it with you guys. That's how it is. And since I got through this portion, and it's much more likely that this podcast will continue, because if I had gotten no longer in consideration or been stuck in, you know, received application, I wouldn't have anything to talk to you guys about. So overall, it went super well. I'm really excited. I'm not even really nervous about the interview. I'm sure the day of and during I will be a wreck, but right now I feel really confident, really excited, and I just want to know if I got in or not. I'm ready to start planning my life around it. Is that bad? Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I really enjoy talking to you people. I think my boyfriend also really loves you guys, because if I talk to you about it, he doesn't have to listen to it. Or the more I talk to you about it, the less I talk to him about it, because it's still, I mean, he knows all about it and he hears about it every day. So thank you guys for listening. I hope if you're applying, everything is going well. I so hope you got your WBI or you're about to get it. And I think you're going to do great. If you have any questions, feel free. I am on the Yahoo at MichaelaPhillipsDCP@yahoo.com. Send me an email. Talk to me about yourself. If you're applying to Disneyland Resort and you want to link with a roommate and you think I could be the one for you, email me. I'm not going to do any roommate really searches until I get in, because I don't even know which one I'm going to get into. So that will happen after acceptance if it occurs. But if you're interested, send me an email and you will be the first on my list. So thank you so much for listening. If you want to see Instagram updates, hit up at DCP Internship Podcast. It's on Instagram. Email me. You guys got this. Sending pixie dust your way. Bye-bye.